wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe that plane would never take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drop. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse.
Quite a guest list at our new country party. There's this guy. This guy. And this lady. We're New Country 93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. If I call her tonight, every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't over her, the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me.
Say you heard it from my buddies or the bartender. I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. If the song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from me.
listening to the Casey Clark Show.
Thank you.
New Country.
93.5.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, say, the sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. I saw this on TikTok. It's the gold digger test. And Kylie, who listens to the show, she chimed in. She goes, yes, it is a thing. And I just took it.
Oh my gosh. And it's really like, it's about testing the person you're on a date with, which is kind of a gross thing to do.
Okay. So we'll explain the gold digger test coming up.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover up tattoo, put me in that rear view. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view.
New Country 93.5. Well, listen, if you missed part of the show, we can get you all caught up like that. And maybe a little longer than that. We have it all in a podcast form, wherever you do your podcasty things.
Yeah, the podcast, by the way, is called The Casey Clark Show. So you can search that out on Spotify and Apple or, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a thing called the Gold Digger Test. Okay, I didn't know if there was a gold digger test, but it's called the gold digger test. And our friend Kylie she contacted us and she's like, I was put through the gold digger test.
Yeah, she was on a date with a guy. The bill came out to about $100. When the bill came, I guess the guy slid the bill over to Kylie. And that's not even the worst part. Kylie was like, oh my gosh, I was totally fine with paying it. Not a big deal. But after I did, the guy on the date said, congratulations, you passed the gold digger test.
Wow.
Because I guess he had some past trauma from like a previous relationship where he was always paying for everything. So he let Kylie know, you know, with flying colors, you passed. Kylie says, I was so put off by that, but I've since ghosted this guy. Does that make me a jerk for writing him off?
No, I mean, listen, you like what you like. You don't like what you don't like. I mean, that I think you're good to go on that on that side. But I wouldn't automatically get the pitchforks and torches out on the dude.
Like, what? Just,
no, and here's, hang on. No, they're like, forget him, let's get Casey. No, no.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that I think we all do what he did. We all test each other to do things. I just think he went about it the dumb way, which is not surprising.
Yeah.
But at some point in a relationship, you will be testing certain things, including, are you genuine?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you do subtle ways of like finding out if your values are in line, right? You might bring up some controversial subjects lightly just to sort of see and get a gauge of if you two match up as far as your values and your morals go. So you're so right in the sense that we all test each other in little ways to find out if you're compatible, especially at the beginning.
I think this dummy just, instead of politely asking if he can come into the house, he basically did a battering ram and came right through the door without being invited and sat down.
This is so pompous to me for a guy to slide the bill over and be like, congrats, you passed the test. When I was online dating, I hated if a guy asked me, like, what's your favorite color? And if I said, it's purple. This is just an example.
Right.
I promise my conversations were more in-depth.
Wow.
but they would say stuff like, oh, bonus points or brownie points because I like purple, too. And it's like, I'm not trying to earn points with you. It's not a point system. And I'm not trying to earn your love by getting all these said points. I just think saying, like, congrats, you passed, bonus points, brownie points, whatever, that's really, really not the way you want to go.
What about this? If that did happen and he was like, oh, and you see him take a notebook out and start making little notes, like, would that be just as bad? Like, he's not saying anything.
Right. That's
like,
pretty bad.
Okay.
Crossing a couple things out, flipping to another page.
Like, okay, well, okay. And then you would say, well, what are you writing? I'm like, oh, it's nothing.
Just
doing some stuff here. Just making
that's
sure.
That's pretty bad.
Is that equally as bad?
I think that's maybe a little worse.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because of the prop, hey?
The prop, yeah.
Yeah.
The notebook, that's a little questionable.
Puts on his glasses.
Yeah. What are you, a poet from like the 1800s? Yeah,
I got inspired just by your beauty, and I'm just making some notes for later.
I'm sure.
So is she the jerk for not responding?
I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah.
I bet he's got a real good excuse. But right now, I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. Lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my A. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse. But right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. Sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Canada Day, we're turning it up Northern style. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown, only on New Country 935.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills. And make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park. With a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at lexusonthepark.ca. Or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's Delicious Drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
And unlocking their full potential in a fun, welcoming space. Next steps? No limits. Visit peelcareer.com or email erc@peelcareer.com to learn more.
This is Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Fraud.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you tell the difference? Belt can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them.
For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we treat you the way we want to be treated. Not in a spa day, cucumbers on the eyelids kind of way. More in the saving you time by calling ahead and saving you money by offering a heat pump for less than the price of an air conditioner kind of way. It's how we've earned over 150,000 five-star reviews. So, to get a heat pump for less than an air conditioner, call on the team proudly serving Canadian communities for over 60 years.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa, inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
It's New Country, 93.5. If you just popped in, Kylie, she said, I did the gold digger test, the one that you've seen on TikTok. It happened to me on a first date. Now, she's all kind of like, am I a jerk if I'm the one that ghosted this guy because of it? And I'm like, I don't know if that, I mean, you'd be you, boo, but don't we all kind of test each other?
I think we do. I think the issue that Kylie had with this whole thing is the fact that the guy she was on the date with announced that he was testing her and that she was under scrutiny. Like, that's not fair.
The gold digger test coming up.
This is where it I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, some came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. To bury all your memories, couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Yeah, this is where. You showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that your lies, I got too much pride. So this is where it ends.
I don't want this night to end.
The Casey Clark Show. New Country. 93.5.
It's Friday night, moon's light, just hanging there. Ain't too much going on anywhere. I picked her up, turned the radio up, and kicked us down the driveway. We didn't make it more than a getaway mile. She put a pretty painted finger on the dial and got every speaker in the backseat buzzing. You could just tell that she loved it. There must be something in the airways, 'cause every song the DJ plays, she leans a little bit closer in. Let's go. She's holding it, she's dancing around like a lead plane. Hand out the window like an airplane. Maybe it's the way she's singing, the swaying. It's got me thinking there must be something in the kick drum drumming. Must be something in the guitar strumming. She ain't never looked at me that way. Must be something in the airways. Must be something in the airways. Got a little let loose in her eyes. She's turned up and turned on hypnotized. I gotta get every bit of whatever it is she's feeling. 'Cause this feeling, I gotta wanna hear that signal fade. And I don't wanna try to find another station. We got a little spot between the static, working some kind of magic. There must be something in the airways, 'cause every song the DJ plays, she leans a little. Let's go while she's holding it. She's dancing around like a lift plane. Hand out the window like an airplane. Maybe it's the way she's singing, the swaying. It's got me thinking there must be something in the kick drum drumming. Must be something in the guitar strumming. She ain't never looked at me that way. There must be something in the air.
There must be something in the airwaves, 'cause every
lets go of what she's holding, and she's dancing. Must be something in the guitar strumming. She ain't never looked at me that way. Must be something in the airways. There must be something in the airways.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
There's a thing called, if you just popped in a gold digger test, it was all over TikTok, and Kylie contacted us. She says, yeah, I was on a first date, and I was put to the gold digger test.
This is so yucky. The bill on their date came out to be about $100, and the date that Kylie was on, he slid the bill to her, and honestly, she was happy to pay. Like, that right there, I'd already be like, no.
No.
Slide it back over. Yeah. But after she paid the bill, he was like, congrats, you passed the gold digger test.
Wouldn't that be funny? Because if you passed it, and then he passed it back, and then you passed it back, and you passed, like, it'd keep on going back and forth.
Yeah.
That would make me laugh.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah.
And then maybe eventually we'd, like, lock eyes and touch hands.
Yeah, and you're
be
like,
this beautiful thing.
Oh, my God.
We're both cheapos.
Yes.
Isn't this beautiful?
Oh, my gosh, we're going to stay here until we're both stubborn enough.
Yeah.
But will one of you pay? Because you know what?
No, we'll go and wash dishes in the back if
we
have to.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think that, yeah, the tact is, no, we don't do that. But if we're trying to kid ourselves for a second that we don't actually do this some way, somehow, down the road, come on.
Yeah, I think we subconsciously all test people.
Oh, for sure we do.
And not even just when you're dating, but I think even when you're getting to know somebody, as far as like friendship goes, you want to surround yourself with like-minded people.
Friendship? What do you mean?
Like anybody in your life, we test everybody.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, okay.
Because you want to be around people that share values.
No, and that's a good point.
You know what I mean? So you test the waters. You say certain things to see their reaction. And that's kind of what the gold digger test is all about. You're seeing somebody's reaction of having to pay the bill. But you don't go out and say, congratulations, you won this lovely prize of getting to go on another date with me.
Do you say it later?
No, never.
Oh. You don't ever bring it up.
You don't ever bring it up.
You don't ever bring it up.
No. You don't bring up a test that you put someone through. That's ridiculous.
But you're testing anyway.
I know, but nobody says it.
I think we should.
I don't think so.
Open communication.
No.
Pinky, what do you think about this?
I think he needs to go in file 13. Like, oh my, what?
What's file 13?
I'm so glad I'm not out there. What's file 13?
Yeah.
The garbage.
Garbage, yes.
I've never heard that before. Okay.
No, Pinky, but hear me out. Don't you think we all test each other anyway? I mean, I don't recommend do it that way, but don't you think we all kind of do it in our own little way? We test each other and see where you are on the genuine scale?
Oh, of course we do, but you don't do it like that.
No.
I mean, all women, like when I was out in the dating scene again, I had my checklist, but I didn't sit there and say to my now husband, okay, you got this, got that. Oh, you don't have that one.
Here's a couple of things we suggest you work on if you ever want to see me again.
Yeah.
Here, you can either have it carbon copied, I can email it to you, or do you want it audio form?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little, it's a little much.
Narcissist comes to mind.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not out there.
You are absolutely amazing, and we appreciate you so much. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. I was a 10-year train wreck with the last call long neck. I was searching
You're that sweet spot where the heart of the country intersects with the pulse of the city. We're Toronto's new country, 93.5.
He ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Those eyes coming through the door, bluer than a nice cold can of Coors. That payback dress painted on, I tell somebody must have done you wrong. When you sat down, said whatever you're having, I'll have the same. I said, how about we get to forgetting about what's his name? He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Your tequila glass keeps getting closer to mine. There's a green light glowing in your neon eyes. I'll next round bitch, some 1-2 stepping with a guy like me is what you need tonight. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot? Let's have a night, forget that guy. Baby, take a shot on me. Yeah, I wanna take a shot on me. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why take a shot on me? If he ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me?
New country.
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country.
Yeah.
93.5.
The Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery awarding 3 incredible grand prize lakefront cottages featuring the stunning $2.8 million Halliburton Cottage. Embrace Canadian cottage life on the shores of Kinesis Lake with vaulted ceilings, a lower level games room, and screen sunroom. Plus spectacular properties in Kawartha and Muskoka, each awarded with $50,000 in all lakefront and cottage country. Carry the fire. Tickets at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1456195.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone. Just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to this circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Canadian Superstore is issuing a hot deal warning. This week, get corn for only 33 cents a cob. Those are some sweet summer savings. Bask in the glow of low prices all summer long at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJFM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Monte Carlo Inn.
Hope springs eternal at Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian and dedicated to comfort and value, Monte Carlo Inns offers newly renovated suites and full-service event spaces across southern Ontario. Whether for business or a well-deserved getaway, guests experience hands-on hospitality and quality accommodations. Book a stay today and save at MonteCarloInns.com.
Monte Carlo Inn.
Your home away from home.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've
for listening to New Country 93.5.
I'm gonna stomp our boots to the neighbors, call the cops. I'm gonna put that boom back into the old boom box. Turn the die way up to 10, then we'll turn it up again. And wake up every house on the whole damn block. It's the calm before the storm. Don't say I didn't warn you. This ain't no Sunday morning coming down. It's gonna get loud, like a 12 gauge, like a shockwave shaking the ground. Loud, like a freight train, like the roar of a hometown crowd. Get loud, like a speedway, gonna blow these speakers on out. It's the only way. Sounds good to me. When the sun drops down so low, gon' ride it deep. Yeah. Now don't knock it till you try. You're gonna start a riot in this peace and quiet little town. It's gonna get loud like a 12 gauge, like a shockwave shaking the ground. Loud like a freight train, like the roar of a hometown crowd. Get loud like a speedway.
New Country, 93.5.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
It is a test. It's called the gold digger test. If you just popped in, it's on TikTok. Our friend Kylie says, oh, yeah, it's real. I just went through it.
It's a terrible test. So she was on a date, and the guy slid the about $100 bill towards her. She was happy to pay it. No problem there. But then when she did pay the bill, the guy was like, congrats, you passed the gold digger test. Because I guess he has some trust issues about he's had to front the bill quite a bit in past relationships. So he was putting Kylie to the test to see if she would actually pay a bill.
Fair.
And
fair in the sense that he was looking for some intel.
Yeah.
He was trying to test, you know, the moral governance.
I guess so, yeah.
Just went about it probably the wrong way.
I just think the whole, like, you passed bonus points.
Yeah, got it. That's not good.
No, that's yucky.
That's not good. And if you're kidding yourself, we all do it, though, in our own little way. Maybe we're not as tactless.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
sort of.
but it's... Yeah, we all do it through a relationship, I think.
Yeah, I think subconsciously we all run little tests with everyone.
Yeah. Danielle, what do you think?
If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, congratulations, you just passed the jerk test, and you are it, so bye.
The jerk store called, they're running out of you.
Wow.
Right?
That's so good.
What if I was a little more subtle about it?
Well, then that's fine. I'm subtle about my trust test that I... might do.
Oh, what is it?
I want to go through the Danielle trust test. Go.
Well, you know, there's people out there that gossip, so I might make up a lie about myself and see how far it goes.
Oh, how fun is that? Hey, can we help with the lie making up part?
What do you want us to spread around?
Yeah, we'll spread it. Like, oh man, Danielle, if there's anybody who can spread rumors, it's us.
Yes.
Let's see.
That's awesome.
Danielle, what do you do for a living? Like, what occupation?
I am a house cleaner.
Okay. You know what we're going to do is we're going to, I don't know if you've seen that. I think it's on Apple where John, is it John Hamm, who loses his job and then goes and he starts stealing from his neighbors because he lives in a rich neighborhood. I think we tell people that was inspired by what you've been doing.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
That is awful.
And let's just see how far it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how much you trust us with information.
Okay.
Okay.
If people start coming to you and go, what are you doing ripping off your customers? Like, no, that's only a rumor that Sasha and Casey started. Do you believe it? Now this is the trust test.
Yes. Love it.
I would never tell people it's a trust test.
Aren't you great to know that we're the bestest friends ever and we'll help you out no matter what?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love it.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, you're like, get out of here. I don't need you two clowns' help.
Well, you're too funny.
Danielle, you're the best.
Thanks. Okay. You guys are awesome.
Okay, thank have yourself
you.
A great day. See ya.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. And why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
New Country 93.5.
That's where we begin. The right smack dab where the black top ends. Yeah, the field's got hay, hay's got barns, barns got lost for watching them stars falling right out of the clear blue collar sky. Yeah, just a loving this life on the dirt roadside of the county line. Ain't rich, but we're doing all right. Got my honey on my arm, Jesus is
the county line. Dirt road side of the county line. We like to keep a little mud on the tires. Country on the dial. Let the night roll on for a country mile. Round and round this town we go. Never going up, man, it never gets old. On the dirt road side of the county line. Ain't rich, but we're doing alright. Got my hoodie on my arm, Jesus in my heart. Living like a lyric out of Fishing in the Dark. And we work hard, live right. Tear it up on a Saturday night. On the dirt road side of the county line. Dirt road side of the county line.
This is Dasha. New Country is your home for country, and I love it.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs, and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning. And snuck around the back. Empty cans, and I'll be damned. Your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Cause there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it. Was the where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. You had love of love. You had me believing. How many months did you plan?
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. This survey has said that over half of us are changing our vacation plans in the summer due to one thing or another. And out of the more than half, looks like a lot of us are staying local.
Oh, yeah. Staycations are where it's at. Sometimes you just need to catch up on sleep, you know?
Yeah, and it's cheaper.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, is it ever.
So what's your vacation plans, and are they altered coming up?
Tonight I ain't bringing no. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get
just like heaven to me. You look like an angel of mine. But you might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way.
Live 24/7. NewCountry935.com.
New Country
93.5.
Well, it might be the whiskey talking, might be the wine, but I think that I found someone I can settle down with all my life. Once bitten and twice shy, I've been through the worst. Now I wanna make you mine. A country house and a family, we can have that beautiful life. Well, it might be the whiskey talking, might be the wine, but I think that I found someone I can settle down with all my life. I've been running from the light, only darkness till you came around. Now Maple tree, a country house and a family, we can have that beautiful life. Well, in my-